The effort to repeal the Earned Release Program began even before Republicans won majorities in the Senate and Assembly last November. Department of Corrections Secretary Gary Hamblin says so far only about 500 offenders have used it. A small percentage of them have already been sent back to prison for new crimes or for violating their parole conditions. Hamblin says the program was started for the wrong reasons and has not lived up to its promises.
It was done for economic reasons. Wisconsin was faced with a growing prison population, and quite simply, people were looking for ways to reduce that prison population. You know, the easy way, if you have a lot of people in prison, is to get some of them out, and that's not always in the best interest of public safety or the community. And I think that there are a lot of us that believe that it didn't work.
Hamblin says the program is cumbersome and complicated and both misleads the public and confuses inmates about their options for release. But Jeremy DuBois of Madison disagrees. He used the Earned Release Program to cut a few months off his sentence for reckless use of a firearm. He says it was the carrot that got him into a drug and alcohol abuse program that changed his life.
If I wouldn't have got the Earned Release Program, I'd probably be locked back up again or still out there drinking, lying, manipulating, cheating. It's because of the Earned Release Program.
Supporters of the program say it hasn't been in place long enough to measure whether it really works to reduce recidivism. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.